President Biden, assault weapon ban has no negative impact on Second Amendment. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 25, 2022. During the ceremony for the signing of an executive order related to policing and George Floyd's death, President Biden claimed an assault weapon ban has no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Biden brought up the heinous attack on Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, then said, "We must ask, when in God's name will we do what needs to be done to, if not completely stop, at least, fundamentally change the amount of carnage that goes on in this country?" He said, "To state the obvious, I'm sick and tired of what's going on and continues to go on." Biden then reflected on his time working for Common Sense Gun Reforms as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and as vice president. After admitting that the gun controls would not stop every attack, he claimed that the controls have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. He suggested, "The Second Amendment is not absolute," then alluded to the federal assault weapon ban by saying, "These actions were taken before, and they saved lives, and they can do it again." Breitbart News reported that Biden also pushed for an assault weapon ban on Tuesday night, just hours after the Robb Elementary School attack. Biden said, "What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone? Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him @herHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.